Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key.
Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited, folks. This is always a red letter day for me when I get a chance to do what I'm about to do right now, and that is talk to someone who I consider to be one of my heroes, a witness to a century, and a national treasure, Austin Kiplinger. Ladies and gentlemen, I met him over 12 years ago, and he's been a member. He's been a guest on my show almost every year, at least once a year, as we celebrate a couple of things, his birthday and the anniversary of the Kiplinger Letter, which was founded by his father and which he helped bring along in with his long career. And he's got so many credentials. He was a naval aviator in World War II. He was he hosted the first TV show on business news in Chicago, over a half a century ago. He was a television commentator, radio. He's been in print publication, and just someone that I admire an awful lot. He's our good friend, Austin Kiplinger. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, Mr. Kiplinger, as always. Talk to us a little bit about one of the things that you also are, and that a lot of people might not realize it, but is that you're a farmer. You have farmland, and you grow crops every year.
I do indeed, and I'm sorry to say my corn crop was not very good this year.
What happened?
Almost a disaster.
What happened?
Well, we started off with good rain in the early summer, and I was feeling very optimistic, and then it got dry, and the ears on the stalks were just tiny, and we harvested, and it was hardly worth it.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, how about was that all you had was corn?
We had corn. Actually, we guessed wrong this year. We should have gone with wheat, but we went with corn. We'll put soybeans in next. We'll do better then.
And it's just too much. It's just too. It's not a good investment always to irrigate, is it?
Well, we can't irrigate here. It's a big investment, and it's a long range proposition. We have to rely on nature.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's one of the things about farming that a lot of people don't realize is that Mother Nature is your employer, isn't she?
Well, that's right. And of course, out in the Midwest back in the 30s, the big drought in Oklahoma and Kansas, that was a disaster that
right.
It took us years to recover from.
Right. Absolutely. Speaking of which, You lived through the Depression. You were a young man during the Depression age, so you have a very vivid memory of those days. We've just come through. We're still in a financial economic situation that people compare to the Depression, not on par, not on the same levels, but they're saying it's the worst thing since that time. As someone who's been through both of those eras, how do you compare them?
Well, the fact is that no two business slumps are the same. And we all try to go back and compare them and use the same remedies because we remember the last one. But the truth is, they're all different. And this one, in terms of its impact on people and on jobs and employment, doesn't come close to measuring the Great Depression. We had 25% unemployment at one time, and that's when there was just one wage earner in the family.
Right.
Now we've got 10% or a little less, and in many families we have two wage earners, and we also have unemployment insurance. So the impact of this one is not nearly what it was in the 30s. But the fact of the matter is government has never solved or cured recessions. That it takes investment, and that's a job for the private sector.
Yeah.
And that's the truth, and it's not a political, I'm not making a speech, it's just a simple fact.
Do you believe that the government involvement in the early stages of this crisis was needed to keep us from going over the edge?
Well, obviously it averted a worse crisis, I think
right.
That's fair to say.
But then you think they should have stopped there?
I don't think you can carry it on and on and on. It doesn't produce the results you want.
There are some people who still think the government should keep stimulating the economy, but I think you're right. The government doesn't create jobs. All government,
never.
Government competes for jobs, don't they?
Going back to the beginnings of commerce and trade, and you can go back as far as you want to, it hasn't been government produced. Even in China, you know, when China finally found that they really needed to have growth, real long-term
right.
growth, they started taking off their regulations.
Right.
And that's when they began to soar.
And let the market flourish. Mr.
That's
Kiplinger,
right.
hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. I know you're not going anywhere. This is a great time for me to be able to interview someone as I admire as much as Austin Kiplinger. He and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to get Austin to talk to us about this world he's been circumnavigating in different ways over the years. What does he think about things now? It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
Love never seems to last.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.